Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. The Maine Department of Education and Educate Maine are accepting nominations for Maine Teacher of the Year. Nominations will be accepted from students, parents, caregivers, community members, school administrators, colleagues, college faculty members, and associations and organizations, but self-nominations and nominations from family members are not accepted. Teachers who are nominated must be certified in good standing, a pre-K to 12 teacher in a state-accredited public school, including career and technical education and adult education centers, as well as public charter schools or publicly supported secondary schools like the academies. They should be spending at least half of their workday teaching, plan to stay in their job for the next year, and have a minimum of 5 years teaching experience, with 3 of those years in Maine. Nominations are being accepted until 5 p.m. on January 31st. For more information or to nominate your favorite Maine teacher, go to mainetoy.org/nominate. The TOY is for Teacher of the Year. So mainetoy.org/nominate. A coalition of state, local, and national conservation groups has formed to fight the upcoming relicensing of the Brunswick Topsom Dam on the Androscoggin River, quote, with the goal of opening water flows and fish passage between the Androscoggin River and the ocean, after more than a century of neglect and blockage at the Brunswick Topsom Dam, end quote. The Free the Andro Coalition founding member organizations include Maine Rivers, American Rivers, and the Merrymeeting Bay chapter of Trout Unlimited. FERC issued the license for the hydroelectric dam in 1979, and now, 46 years later, the license is about to expire at the end of the month. Reading from the announcement from Free the Andro, quote, the current dam was opened in 1983 and includes a fish passage ladder hoped to enable substantial upriver fish movement. However, sonar readings and other observations below the dam show that as many as 10,000 shad in a holding pattern, only 14 passed through the fishway in 2023 and only 91 in 2024. Similarly, as many as 180,000 river herring passed through the dam in a given year, but habitat analysis and historical records show this number could easily approach 4 million fish if migration barriers were removed. An increase of that magnitude has been seen on other rivers in Maine when dams are removed or fish passages significantly improved. But for now, migratory fish runs on the Androscoggin are essentially gone. They go on, quote, FERC is now considering issuing a new license pursuant to the Federal Power Act as requested by the current licensee, Brookfield White Pine Hydro LLC, a subsidiary of Brookfield Renewable. Any new license, if granted, is expected to run for 30 to 50 years. This relicensing process is the only realistic opportunity to require fish passage improvement at this site for generations. Free the Andro will fight to create unfettered native fish passage at the Brunswick Topsom Dam. The coalition will support solutions ranging from dam removal to properly vetted dam redesigns, supported by solid data from objective research and accepted best practices to create free fish passage. End quote. There's a website with more information, but the URL is too long to read on the air. You'll never be able to remember it all unless you just happen to be sitting there with a pencil in your hand. So I'm going to post that on the archives in the description of the archive with today's episode of Around Town. You can also reach Chip Spies, the Free the Andro contact, at chipspies@gmail.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. Try to stay warm out there, and I'll see you tomorrow.